Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
It is Beat the Streak Daily for Tuesday, the 28th of June. This one dude keeps showing up in the podcast. Oh, man, he won't leave us alone. Maybe it's because he's ridiculously great.
The 2-2 out to deep right field. Garcia back, and it's off the wall. Goldie on his way to second. A triple away from the cycle. That scores Tommy Edmond. Paul Goldschmidt with two outs and runners in scoring position. 393 the average and on the rise.
I don't know if I pitched to him right there.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody should ever pitch to him. Is that an option for Paul Goldschmidt? Probably not. Good morning, everybody. It's Matt Spiegel along with Ryan Porth. Beat the Streak Daily inside the hits. Four hits for Goldie. He now leads the major leagues in batting with a 347 batting average. He's tops in OPS as well. Looking like an MVP front runner as the first half nears a close. Goldschmidt, the sixth most selected batter in Beat the Streak yesterday, just one spot ahead of Mike Trout, who was fifth most selected. Boy, I couldn't help but notice he went hitless last night. I'm sorry about that, Ryan.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was the Porth pick. That must have been tough. Must have been a tough night.
It was tough watching that unfold and Mike Trout just striking out every single at bat. It felt like Lucas Giolito was on. I'll give him credit, but Trout, he just kind of looked disinterested out there last night.
Yeah, I know. If it makes you feel any better, and I suspect it might, I went over in my daily AA yesterday because I picked two Red Sox hitters against this Kevin Gausman dude.
And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in at 97. And what was likely the last pitch of the night thrown by Kevin Gausman.
Seven innings of shutout ball, 10 strikeouts, just four hits allowed. Huge step up for Gausman. That was April Gausman, not May and June Gausman. Oh, I was counting on. He'd been allowing so much hard contact. Just in time, he gets better to screw me over and make me look even stupider than I actually am. I mean, my official pick was Xander Bogaerts, and he did get a hit, but it was in the ninth against a reliever. My other pick of JD Martinez went 0-4. Drawing board, new AA on the daily coming up a little bit later on. Another day, another leader is toast on Beat the Streak. Lardster, we hardly knew you, man. We may never get our questions answered of what the hell Lardster means. Is he a heavyset person with a self-effacing sense of humor? Does he use rendered pork fat so much in the kitchen that his buddies call him Lardster? And it just stuck. Sadly, now we're never going to know.
You know what's so sad about it is that his streak ended because of Rob Refsnyder. What the hell is a Rob Refsnyder?
Right, that's a Red Sox player who got shut down by Kevin Gausman.
Sounds
like
the order he had at the Italian restaurant the other night.
Oh, it's a Refsnyder? No, that's more of a German thing.
Like, okay,
I'll have the Spetzel and a side of Refsnyder, please. Fresh 44 is a streaker who hasn't played Beat the Streak since the 22nd of June, but still sits in the lead spot at 31. What's going on here, people? He's the only person in the 30s. Wow. A streaker named Pignature, like signature, but it's a pig, is at 29 thanks to a double down with Goldie and Aaron Judge. A streaker named Stacy, all lowercase with an EY. Stacy's at 28 thanks to this Colorado Rocky having a huge breakout season.
Joe at third with two outs. And there's a base hit to right. C.J. Crowe continues to be clutch, 54 RBIs, 1-0 Colorado. Man, so important they came through.
Well, this is what C.J. does. Two outs, runners in scoring position. He is so good, hitting over 380.
C.J. Crone's having a terrific first half. You heard the numbers there. It's not just the power and the 17 home runs in Colorado. 85 total hits puts him seventh overall in the bigs. Two very cool moments for impressive young players that we should document from yesterday. The first career homer for this Pirates marvel was an absolute missile.
And that's lined to right center field. Look at this laser. Oh, my. Oh, my. There's the first of the season for O'Neal Cruz. Wow. They are stunned. A two iron over the right center field wall. 109, 19 degrees.
That's about as line drive as you're going to see for a ball going over 400 feet.
Yeah, it's a long line drive for O'Neal Cruz. First career homer. The kid has ridiculous skills. He's a StatCast darling already. And the arrival season for this former number one pick is highlighted by this bomb in Seattle in front of friends and family.
Went in on 3-2. Rutschman drives it deep to right field. Off the very top of the wall, but gone. It hit over the yellow line for a home run. A low line drive, and what a homecoming it is for Adley Rutschman. His first game in front of his grandparents. His first game in front of many of his friends and family members as a big leaguer.
Adley Rutschman's grandfather, Ad Rutschman, is a 90-year-old legend in the Pacific Northwest, a former national title-winning coach in multiple sports. He is young Adley's role model, and he got to see his namesake and grandson go deep. Pretty cool stuff. An anecdotal stay away from yesterday showcases a theory that's only going to get emboldened from this point forward. That is next part of the pick segment coming up, and it's a milestone day for us here at Beat the Streak Daily.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And Jolton Joe DiMaggio has made plenty of baseball history. Back on July 2nd, 1941, for example, his bat smashed Wee Willie Keeler's record of nearly half a century for safe hits in consecutive games. With a line drive into the stands, Joe turned a new page in baseball history. He made it 45, but he didn't stop there. DiMaggio finally came through with safe hits in 56 consecutive games. That's an all-time record set by the Yankee clipper Joe DiMaggio.
Wow, love hearing that. Even though it meant that our Wee Willie Keeler is only best remembered as part of the sign-off every day on Beat the Streak Daily and no longer as the guy who held the record for consecutive safe hits in straight ball games. Beat the Streak Daily is what you're listening to. It's a special day here for us on Beat the Streak Daily. Today is show number 57. Oh, we did it. We broke the streak. We did 57 shows in a row. Every weekday, we have shown up, Ryan. We have figured out a way to do it. What do we win? How many millions do we win today?
5.6 million orders of peanuts.
Oh, that's okay. I'll take those. If I can sell each one of those for 20 to 30 cents, 50 cents, I'd have 3.8. I don't know. But yeah, 57. This is nice. I'm having fun doing this. Thanks, man. Do you ever think we would make 57? Did you ever think it was possible?
I thought so. I thought, you know, with the idea that you laid out before the season that we were going to do this every single weekday through the baseball season.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I kind of figured, yeah. I had a hunch that we would get to 57.
Well, that's a good point. I still didn't see it coming. You're the one who's been counting because you've been putting up the pods and you must have been like, hey, show number like 53. Wow, I guess we only got four more to get to 57. Well, you know, thanks everybody for listening and hanging around. And even though we didn't win $5.6 million, we will carry forward. 16 games today in Major League Baseball, including a doubleheader for the Battle of the American League Central. That does not include the White Sox. It's the Twins and the Guardians. Also, it's Patrick Corbin Day, our hero here at Beat the Streak. Play some Pirates, if you like, if you dare. Mentioned that every day on the pod, we give you a stay away. Yesterday, Ryan had a theory. Restate the theory, Porthinator.
The theory is that road teams on Sunday Night Baseball, when they play the next day, I had this hunch, this feeling that they typically don't play as well or hit the ball as well the next day. So last night, the LA Dodgers get a three-hit complete game shutout against by well-known Rockies starter Chad Kuhl.
Chad Kuhl is the best pitcher on that team. Did you see how long that game was? That game lasted 2 hours and 19 minutes. The Dodgers could not wait to get back to the hotel room in Colorado.
And it took me approximately that long to look up all the stats of Sunday night baseball teams this year and then the Monday night the day after.
Oh my God.
And the batting average of the teams, of the road teams on Sunday Night Baseball, who then play the next night, the batting average collectively is .201 this season with a 2-6 record on the diamond.
That's incredible. And the Dodgers have done it twice,
yes.
Right?
The Dodgers have been in this situation twice, and they have a collective batting average of .117 and a 0-2 record.
Unbelievable. All right, so now, every Monday for the rest of the season, our daily stay away is probably going to be anecdotally whichever road team from Sunday Night Baseball is playing, if they happen to be playing on that next day.
Next Monday, the Sunday Night Baseball team for the night before is going to score 20 runs.
Yeah, well, it could be, and then that'll blow it up. Today, though, on a Tuesday, let's stay away from the Detroit Tigers. Looking at the Mike Petriello Baseball Savant chart, the lowest percentage of plate appearances that have resulted in a hit since the beginning of 2021, Carlos Rodon is fourth on that chart. The Tigers are in San Francisco late night. The Tigers are 27th in batting average on the season. Do not bother with Detroit.
You stay away, I stay away.
All right, time for my daily double A. I love the anecdotes. Yay. I love the anecdotes, but I'm going to go at least a week with the new plan. The Daily AA, now double analytical. I make a smart analytical pick and double it up with a teammate in the very same matchup. Got this one going. Cubs at home at Wrigley against the Reds. Luis Castillo on the mound. Ian Happ, 8-for-22 lifetime against Castillo for a .367 average. Loves hitting against the Reds, as we know. 74 career games. It's a huge sample. Happ is an OPS over 1 against Cincinnati and a .294 batting average. Better at the Great American Small Park, but still pretty good at Wrigley. And overall, he's hitting .331 this year at home. One of the best home hitters in the game. On my double analytical, Wilson Contreras is a .467 hitter lifetime against Castillo. 7-for-15, Wilson is raking. So my daily double A is Happ and Contreras against Castillo at home tonight against the Reds. Time now for the fourth pick. Ryan, what you got tonight?
All right, so the hit probability chart is giving Trey Turner a 78% chance of getting a hit tonight at Coors Field, and I'm going to back that. The Dodgers face Kyle Freeland and the Rockies tonight. As you can imagine, Freeland struggles at home with a .304 batting average against. Trey Turner went hitless last night, but rarely goes back-to-back games without one, and he has a career .372 batting average at Coors Field. I stayed away from the Dodgers and Rockies last night. I'm not doing so tonight.
Makes sense. So Ryan has Trey Turner. I've got Wilson Contreras and Ian Happ. The elite users pick who they like this morning. They love Trey right there with you, along with that hit probability algorithm. They also love Freddie Freeman in Colorado and Paul Goldschmidt at home. Seriously, thanks for listening to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. We're having a blast. Subscribe now to the show wherever you get your podcast. Play the game every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Get the MLB Play app. That's how you find Beat the Streak. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the season and is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all your guys, and especially ours, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.